This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bismarck for the Empower ND Great Plains Energy Conference at the Ramada Bismarck. Shout out to the University of North Dakota for hosting a fabulous event yesterday, the inauguration of Mark Kennedy, 12th president of UND. Was really neat. Put some photos up on the Facebook page if you want to check all those out. Very nice. Saw Kathy nested up there, the fine chair of the Board of Higher Education, and met President Kennedy's dad, and so we had a lot of nice pictures there. Great event. Just wanted to give a shout-out to folks in Grand Forks. Today, we are in Bismarck, as I mentioned, and tomorrow we'll be in Minot, the Water and Pollution Control Conference. AE2S has us up there tomorrow. I'll be taste-testing water at the 88th Annual Water Conference, so I'm looking forward to that. While Todd is down in Wishick taste-testing sauerkraut and Wiener Schnitzel, so way to go, Todd. But we're back at it here for another hour of the Great Plains of Power ND Energy Conference. Questions or comments always welcome at 800-228-0550. Governor Jack Dalrymple has left the stage and joined us to discuss the Empower ND Conference a little bit and some of the topics. Senators Heitkamp and Hoeven will be calling us momentarily, and Congressman Kramer will be joining us in person here as well. Governor, nice to see you.
Good to see you, Scott. Good morning.
So, you know, the 800-pound, you know, elephant in the room of this Great Plains Empower ND Energy Conference is certainly the Dakota Access Pipeline situation and the unlawful protests that continue for a 63rd day today. You did get to that topic towards the end of the conference. So, you know, what's your take on where we find ourselves on day 63 here?
Well, I'd like to think that there is a little progress being made, Scott, in this very complex and very sort of stymied situation. We do finally have all the rulings from all the judges that you would ever want, saying that the pipeline company, you know, absolutely has a right to lay that pipe, and there's nothing, you know, standing in their way in the way of temporary restraining orders or anything like that. And so, you know, the work is going to go forward. The question of the, you know, the crossing itself under the river, you know, still requires the easement from the Corps of Engineers. That is still laying on the desk of Joellen Darcy, Secretary of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. One very important question is, why doesn't she sign that? Why doesn't she begin the notification process?
Is the obviously this is being held up for political reasons, correct? Right. I mean, the timeline between when the order is issued to issue the permit and the permit being issued is normally what, days?
Oh yes, and you know, politics is really the only possible explanation, because you know, we have been able to find out that all of the top brass in the Army Corps of Engineers feel that they have done a perfect job on this, and everything is in order. So, yeah, I mean, clearly it has stopped at the desk of the secretary.
So is this a problem of the federal government's making?
Well, I think it is in terms of, you know, the extended period of time now that this is taking. You know, there may have been a period there in August when, you know, there was some clarification needed about whether they had, you know, the proper approvals. But, you know, once that judge in Washington, D.C., you know, ruled that everything was done properly, you know, from then on, the federal government itself is the only group that stood in the way. The agencies themselves, the Department of Justice, Department of the Interior, U.S. Army co-signed a letter. They literally stopped the work by... So I don't think there's any real legal basis for what was done. And so I'm saying to them, folks, you have now extended this period where we have to expend our hard-earned taxpayer dollars in North Dakota, protecting the public, protecting the workers and the protesters. You know, this costs money. And not only that, it's a tremendous commitment of time and energy on the part of law enforcement. And I think the federal government absolutely is causing this to drag out.
Yeah, you have Morton County, many residents of Morton County essentially under siege here, right? And in the surrounding area as well. And, you know, people living on pins and needles, farmers and ranchers were hearing stories of people invading their yards, hopping in their pickups, you know, having to literally fear for their lives, people taking pictures. You've got a disruption of everyday life. So while it's a problem of the federal, you know, making, you get the mess, right? And Morton County gets the mess and everybody else. You know, some people are frustrated and they don't think enough is being done. I got one fellow here that kind of sums up the sentiment here saying, I think the governor's sitting on his butt. I totally disagree with the statements. They keep saying protesters have rights. Well, where in the heck is our rights? We couldn't even get to Carson to pick up some meat and sausage at the meat market. You know, I mean, those are the kind of frustrations that people are getting. I don't think they understand what is being done. What would you say to people that don't believe you or your office is doing enough?
Well, we are making a tremendous effort. And, you know, every day, you know, there are probably 100 law enforcement officers engaged. The National Guard has been called in support of the operation. The Highway Patrol is, you know, giving their maximum effort. But I really sympathize, you know, with everybody who has to, you know, live down in that area. It is really a very miserable situation. And, you know, I live out on a farm myself, and I get it. You know, when people are driving around that are strangers and you know that they're up to no good, that is a very uncomfortable feeling, and the problem is, you know, it doesn't end. It's like day after day. We have asked Highway Patrol and Sheriff's deputies to go down into that area, knock on the doors of the farmhouses, you know, talk directly to people about the situation, advise them on all of the heavy patrolling that we are doing down in that area. And we have several squad cars out at all times patrolling the area, maintaining law and order. And, you know, there is direct contact between our law enforcement and the residents down there. But there's no question that, you know, the feeling of being intimidated down there by the outsiders is real, and we are doing everything we can to mitigate that.
What percentage of these people are outsiders? What you know, the peaceful, prayerful protest seems to be rare these days. There was one at the Capitol and one on a bridge a while ago. Everything else has been unlawful, where there's been been arrests. So, you know, I've heard the number 200-300 of the real agitators. Right. I mean, are there any peaceful protesters left?
Well, yes, there are. But, you know, they have been relatively, you know, inactive lately. The, you know, just residing at the main camp, I think they see as a kind of a form of continuing protest. Yes, there are about 200 that, you know, are into a more militant form of agitation. And, you know, they provide 100% of the problems that we deal with. Approximately 90% of the license plates are from out of state, and that's on a daily basis.
So would you ask Chairman Archambault, or have you asked Chairman Archambault to ask these people to leave?
Yes, I have, and I've spoken with him regularly, and it's clear that he has reached a point where he wishes it would remain 100% peaceful. But he's told me many, many times he is no longer in control in the camp or in any way have control over the protesters. And I think that's sad. You know, it makes it very difficult to deal with when there's no committee to talk to, there's no council to talk to. You know, this is just a random group of people that are acting very independently.
I mean, I think he could publicly ask them to leave, though, couldn't he? Shouldn't he do that?
You know, that might be helpful. You know, he's talks about trying to maintain credibility, too, and going forward and maintain some influence. But, you know, I think in this situation, leaders, all leaders, need to keep trying to put pressure on to turn all the protesting into peaceful protesting. It should be 100% peaceful every day, and that's not what we're seeing.
30 seconds left, all for a quick answer. What worries you most about what still could happen with this volatile situation?
Well, I do worry about, you know, the daily confrontations. You know, our law enforcement have done an incredible job. They've become so professional about it. You know, they're harassed. They don't react badly. There is a real science, you know, to protest control. And they've done a superb job. But I do worry about this, you know, daily contact between agitators and law enforcement.
Thank you, Governor. Appreciate the time and the update.
Okay. Good to see you, Scott.
You too. Governor Jack Dalrymple joining us at the Great Plains and Power ND Energy Conference. Don't go away, folks. More coming up. Senator Hoban after this. Senator Heitkamp, too.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This Soybean Minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa wheat scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail-order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Says, hey, Scott, I know you said you'd be talking about the upcoming measures on the program, but I feel we need to have an open dialogue about Measure 3 now so people can learn about what they'll really be voting on. The measure is unconstitutional when you dig into it. There are great points in it, but like most stuff, they're all the add-ons or doubling up on stuff that's in there that is in the state constitution already. The measure throws out So anyway, yeah, appreciate all opinions on that. We are planning, again, as I said, I'm doing something on all of the measures. I'm going to tell you exactly where I'm standing on all of them. Look forward to it. And I have not heard anything in the Marcy's Law thing that in any way worries me. I think there's, you know, I really think when you're weighing things, when you look at victims' rights, you really got to be careful to weigh on the side of making sure they have a voice. So that one is. But I'm gonna pour into the details. Folks have offered to give me a lot of information on it, and we'll certainly invite folks to join us for that discussion on the program. Appreciate it. Another texter said it's snowing 6 miles west of Dickinson. I wonder if a U.S. senator could fix that. I hope so. We have one on the phone right now. Senator John Hoeven joins us finishing up here at the Empower ND Conference, Great Plains Empower ND Energy Conference at the Ramada in Bismarck, and checking in with us on the conversation today. Thank you, Senator. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you? And greetings to your listeners.
Hope you can do something about that snow. You know, by my math, it's, you know, October 11th here, a little bit early for the snow, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of pheasant season left here.
Yeah, well, exactly. We've got that great pheasant season to enjoy.
You know what worries me? You know, we're here, as you have been for a number of years, at a unique event, the Great Plains Empower ND Energy Conference. BSC puts this on, and, obviously help create Empower ND, get that rolling, and there are so many great things to be excited about that are happening in the energy space, yet every single one of them, in my view, is threatened by what's happening right now when you have a company that follows every rule, every law, every process, invests $3 billion and basically is upended by the Obama administration also lawless thugs who continue riots day after day after day. Is the rule of law being challenged as we speak in North Dakota, in your view?
Yeah, we need legal and regulatory certainty. We've got to be a country that builds things, that builds vital infrastructure, whether it's pipelines, transmission lines, roads, rail, bridge. And we can, and we can do it safely. It can be done safely for the tribe. It can be done safely for everybody downstream. And the reality is that, this pipeline would go through an existing right-of-way that already has a natural gas pipeline and a transmission line. So whether you're a fan of traditional energy, oil and gas, or coal, or a fan of renewables, that corridor actually has both a transmission line. That means wind energy, as well as coal-fired electric. So, again, this can be done safely and well. It would be 90-some feet below the river. So, if there were any kind of break, it somehow would have to come up almost 100 feet to even get to the river, and it will have monitors. So, again, can be done safely. But the other point I want to make is this. As you say, we need legal and regulatory certainty so we can build vital infrastructure for this country. We need it for the well-being of our country. But we also have to, any protest needs to be peaceful. And the problem here is that we have a situation where people who live and work down there, our farmers and our ranchers and our families, don't feel safe because of these protests where they're trespassing and going beyond peaceful protests. And so we need to make sure that we have the law enforcement in there and that we support law enforcement. I'm going to work, do everything I can to make sure whatever funding is necessary that we get that. But we're pushing to get more federal help. We've got some in there. We want more, no question about it, because what the Obama administration is doing and the courts. But at the end of the day, we need to do whatever it takes. That means supporting law enforcement, and they're doing a great job. We appreciate Morton County Sheriff Kirkemeyer, his people, the other sheriffs. The governor now has activated EMAC, which is where we bring in law enforcement assistance from other states. I've been strongly pushing for that.
Let me ask you, Senator, though, would you invest your money? Would you invest $3 billion of your money right now, given this is how what kind of treatment you get?
Well, that's the concern, right? So, but just let me finish my point. Let's make sure that we've got enough law enforcement and help down there to make sure our farmers and ranchers feel safe, so people are protected, and so that if someone does something unlawful, they're arrested, and that we address that. And you're making a very strong point here. We need to have the certainty of, the rule of law, and that needs to be followed so that we can build vital infrastructure for this country.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason in Bismarck, question for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead, Jason. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was just thinking earlier when you said Chairman Archambault wants to get rid of the out-of-state riffraff and keep it peaceful. Why doesn't he call a press conference and let everybody know in this state and across the nation that he doesn't want them here? He wants to keep this peaceful with the residents of North Dakota doing a protest and, you know, hold a press conference. I'm sure if he called the press conference, people would show up.
Yeah, let me just explain to Senator Hovind that Governor Dalrymple explained that it was his belief in conversations almost daily with Chairman Archambault that he does not want the outside agitators here, but he has no control over them, was his words. Is Jason right? Would that be a good idea for Chairman Archambault to publicly make an announcement that he wants them to leave, Senator?
Well, I think it goes to the important point that the tribe and the chairman has a responsibility for everyone's safety here as well, right? So I think that would be better. Look, again, people have the right to protest, but a lot of the unlawful protest, I think something like 90% of it, is being done by people from out of state. So, yes, it would help for the chairman to say, hey, look, we need to respect everybody's rights here, and we need to make sure not only the people on the reservation, but the farmers and ranchers that live in this area feel safe and that their property is protected and respected. And it would be helpful for Chairman Archambault to come and say that.
One more call before we let the senator go. Tom in Jamestown, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, I have a question for Senator Hovind. There's probably at least a 50-50 chance the Corps of Engineers might say after this most recent court ruling that the pipeline can proceed, that they can go ahead and proceed. And there's probably a real good chance the Obama administration will intervene with that as well.
Yeah, let's ask him about that, Tom. Have you got a minute, Senator? And Senator Heitkamp brought this up today, that there's a whole process and the court action to date hasn't dealt with the root issues, so that we still have more bureaucracy to go in this. What do you expect the outcome to be?
We're pushing very hard on the court to make a decision, get this resolved, as well as the courts. Look, we need to resolve this and move on. And to the extent the administration feels, you know, that they want to set up this dialogue and so forth, that should be completely separate from resolving this situation so that people can get back on with their lives. And as you made the point at the start, so we have legal and regulatory certainty. The administration can have these meetings and discussions and consultations, but you can't go back and retroactively, you know, hold up a project that has met the requirements of the law and regulation. In fact, an Obama-appointed judge, Judge Comey in Washington, D.C., reviewed this project and said, yes, the requirements have been met and it can be done safely.
Tom, thanks for the call. Share your frustration on the process, no doubt about it. It's part of the MO of this administration. That's what's so frustrating about it. And we get held holding the bag financially and disrupting daily lives back here, no doubt about it. Senator Hovind, thank you very much. Congressman Kramer, Senator Heitkamp, still to come. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Great Plains and Power MD Energy Conference. Ramana Bismarck today on What's on Your Mind. Here both for What's on Your Mind and also Energy Matters, a program we do every week on all of these radio stations, talking about all things energy. And that's normally what's gets discussed at Great Plains and Power MD, literally wind energy. And there's an oil expert here talking about prices today, and legislators talking about the generation of power that happens here in North Dakota, the coal industry, the oil and gas industry, wind, as I say, renewables. But of course, today we're talking a lot about the Dakota Access Pipeline situation for obvious reasons. Congressman Kevin Cramer, in just a moment, and also Senator Heitkamp had to make her way to the airport as this event went a little long, but was going to call us from the airport. So we'll be hearing from her as well. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments throughout this at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. And we're brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. I love this new technology they have at B-Mobile, especially, by the way, if you have a team that will be driving soon. It's called Hum. That's the name of the tool. And it is perfect to make your car smarter and safer. There's features like roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders and vehicle locator and hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if you have a team getting their license, you can get this Hum equipment, the activation fee, and also 3 months of service back in a bill credit. So it's essentially a free for 3 months, the equipment as well. So all you need to do is go to B-Mobile. And they have a location near you in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Bodno. Those are North Dakota locations, but they're in Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes, too. BeMobile.com and talk with them about them. Connect to communicate to BeMobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Congressman Kevin Cramer here. The calls, questions, and comments welcome as well from listeners at 800-228-0550. I've got Randy in South Dakota in here, and then we'll have our chat with Kevin. Randy, what's on your mind?
Well, say I'm calling from South Dakota, and I haven't heard all of your program every day, but I've heard enough of it to get a feel for what's going on. But what I don't know the answer to, and I'm hoping the congressman may be able to provide it, is what's the path forward and what's the timeline? And maybe you've gone over all that, and I apologize if I missed it, but I'd sure appreciate a recap. What's the path forward? What's the solution to this particular incident?
Okay. All right. Well, that's
I think a lot of people are asking that question.
That's
right?
Actually a great question.
How do we get out of the current mess and what's it?
Sure. So there's been some relief in the three court, the three judge court the other day, D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, that ruled and lifted the temporary injunction, ruled supporting the previous judge's decision that it is unlikely that they would prevail on merits, that is to say, stopping the pipeline on its merits given the current law. So that means that the company can now go about the business of building the pipeline up to the boring hole where it would go under the river. My guess is that this pipeline is going to be all but done except for the river crossing before we get to the river crossing. But then it's really there is the final outcome in the court, should it come to that, where the court will decide, no, you we're not going to stop this. They've met the letter of the law as well as the spirit of the law. Really, the only thing that matters is the letter of the law. The bigger issue, though, is the administration itself. It's the administration that has decided to ignore the law, to ignore the fact that the National Historic Preservation Act has been more than adequately met, that consultation has been more than adequately provided, that 55 tribes have, in fact, attended meetings, and still they want to relitigate this thing. They're making the decision, Randy, of whether or not to have a full review, a full environmental impact statement, rather than the less rigorous environmental assessment that the Corps says is more than adequate. So if they, and they're going to make that decision, they say within weeks, not months, we would expect.
So the decision is what? The decision is, should they have done the full-blown EIS?
More importantly, should we stop this and make them do a full-blown EIS?
Okay, yeah, basically start
which would be a very long, multiple month, perhaps more than a year process. So it would slow the process down for more than a year. I'm going to be optimistic, Randy, based on things I'm picking up. I think they won't make that decision. I think the law is so clear.
When?
They say within weeks, not months. So, whether that's 3 weeks or 2 weeks or 5 weeks, weeks, not months, to me means something less than a couple of months. So I'm hopeful that they'll actually do that, because I think at the end of the day, as arbitrary as this administration has been on lots of things, this is not a presidential permit that we're talking about, like the Keystone XL required. This is a adjudicated, proper administrative process.
I don't know what that was, but
I don't know, but
yeah,
I heard a little
kind of a strange noise there. Yeah. Did you answer, Randy? Everything you want to say? I'm sorry for the interruption. Randy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I'm worried about the way forward regarding whether anybody would ever invest money in any project in North Dakota, knowing green extremists can just pull what they pulled here for the last 63 days. Should I be worried about that?
Oh, not just North Dakota, Scott. We just happen to be the spot that this happened. This is a national crisis. If our federal government doesn't get its arms wrapped around this and provide the type of certainty as Senator Hovind talks about. But let's remember, it's not just providing certainty, it's providing the right kind of certainty. I mean, we could provide a certainty that says no project can ever be built without, certain regulatory restrictions that are impossible to meet. That's certainty, but it also ensures that there'll never be another investment in a highway or a bridge or a wind farm or a coal plant or an oil field or a pipeline of natural gas transmission lines for electricity. There will be nothing. It will grind this economy to a halt. So, no, that's the bigger question, really, is when are we going to provide that type of appropriate regulatory certainty that allows investment to take place and jobs to be created?
Congressman Kevin Cramer with us, who was on the stage today with Governor Dalrymple, Senators Hovind at Heitkamp, and today talking about the Empower ND situation. This topic obviously came up along with the other bigger picture. I didn't get a chance to hear you guys because we were on the air, but I heard a lot of people come up to you and say, thank you, so glad you said that. What did you say that everybody's so revved up?
Well, I kind of ended up being the closer, I guess. The question was about the Dakota Access Pipeline. The governor gave a wonderful, thorough review of the process, and Senator Hovind and Senator Heitkamp both, I think, more than adequately answered the question as relates to what's the congressional response and how, what is our role if limited. And we talked a lot about providing the resources to keep people safe. So there was not a lot left to be said. So I just associated myself with all of those comments and then just simply said, but we need to deal with these injustices. The first one is what we've been talking about. That is the retroactive application of prospective rules. You cannot tell industry when they're 70% through a $4 billion project, oh, time out, we're going to change the rules and make it harder for you. That is a gross injustice, and that's a job killer. The second injustice I spoke about is the discretionary or the discretionary enforcement of the laws that the Corps of Engineers are responsible for, mainly trespass laws on Corps land. That protest camp where a lot of the illegal and violent activities stemming from should not be occupied. It is against the law, but they've chosen to look the other way. And I told this group, make no mistake, if all of you, coal miners, oil companies, gas companies, wind farm companies, ethanol companies, if all of you were down there advocating for energy development, they'd have had no problem calling in the federal the federal marshals to throw your butts out of there, but somehow their hands are tied. They don't have the resources, and they aren't going to help us. So that puts all the burden of enforcement on the state of North Dakota, on Morton County, and thank God that we've got some resources, and thank God that a whole bunch of other sheriff's departments and police departments from around the, not just around North Dakota, but around the country, are coming to assist to provide the manpower. But this was driving up a more than $6 million bill for the state of North Dakota. And my other point was, the other gross injustice is that a problem that is created by the federal government, and the federal government provides no assistance in defending and keeping people safe and secure and providing law enforcement. So those are the injustices I spoke. And the final one was, I said, there's a gross injustice when our men and women who keep us safe every day wearing the badge go down there with outmanned, scared, but do their job so perfectly and professionally, but are almost defenseless while trespassers throw rocks at them, charge their horses at them, spit on them, hurl insults at them.
It's
and
awful.
They can't even really defend themselves for fear that somebody catches them on an iPhone doing something slightly inappropriate to defend themselves, and then they become the perpetrator instead of the criminals. And that drives me crazy, and I think that's what a lot of people responded to. Thanks for standing up for the law enforcement.
Well, I'm glad you did. Really, when this is all done, we have to do something to recognize what they've done. I mean, they're in the throes of it now, but it really is.
But, Scott, we have to do something about how we, about our warped view of what's right and wrong in
this
country as well.
I agree with you.
It is unconscionable that a police officer doing his or her job becomes the story.
Well, Kevin, that's what this is. This is Black Lives Matter Energy Division. That's all it is.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. It's the same mentality. It's the Democracy Now. People follow the money. I mean, we need. I wish they had the resources here to follow every penny. Where's the cash? The wads full of cash coming every time somebody's arrested. Where are the wads full of cash coming to bail them out?
And that's where Chairman Archambault does need to step up to the microphone and make a point, make a statement. And if he can't throw those rascals out, he ought to at least say he wants to throw them out. Because let's remember.
And by the way, I'm very serious about this. We had now Governor Dalrymple, Senator Hovind, and now you calling on Chairman Archambault. And I think, again, I'm paraphrasing, but what Governor Dalrymple said is that he has spoken with him daily and said basically that Chairman Archambault has no control. That's chilling. To think about, these professional thugs that are from all over the country and the chairman who they're supposedly here helping has no control over them. So that's number one. Number two, he says he wants them to leave. Well, I want to hear that on the evening news. I want to hear that on What's on Your Mind. I want to see that and read that in the newspaper and everywhere else. Would you also do the same?
I think it would go a long ways in restoring his own credibility and his leadership with his own tribe. But, Scott, on the other hand, you don't have Earth Justice serve as your lawyer and then complain about, this kind of tactic, because this is what Earth Justice is all about. They're extreme left-wing nut jobs. I'm sorry, but that's what they are. They are a religion.
I only have a minute left, but I want to know, somebody said today in the back of the room, said, Kevin Cramer has, from the Public Service Commission to now, the amount of energy knowledge is incredible. I don't think people realize, obviously you're flying around the country now talking to different energy groups about energy policy going forward. But really, of everybody on that stage, the resume for energy is certainly with you. Explain that.
Well, I'm fortunate to carry the North Dakota brand, and because of that, people associate me with agriculture and energy, and rightfully so, because I benefit from the collective knowledge of all the people in this room and others in the state. I've had the good fortune of serving both as an economic development director and probably more specifically a public service commissioner for nearly 10 years, where we cited a bunch of this energy infrastructure, where we had economic jurisdiction over the pricing of natural gas and electricity. And so, and now I'm on the Energy and Commerce Committee in the United States Congress and sit on the Environment and Economy Subcommittee and now advise the Trump campaign on energy policy. So it's been a great blessing, but it's just stuff I've learned being a North Dakotan.
We're waiting for Senator Heidi Heitkamp call. She'll be up next on the program. Of course, Congressman Cramer's regular talk radio town hall tomorrow on the program. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that,
sure.
That Trump campaign and some more things then. Stay tuned, folks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features local cardiac arrest survivor Craig Wilhelm and his wife telling their story.
Well, it was at the YMCA back in December 14th of 2015. I was playing noon ball like I have been for 30-plus years, I suppose. Played a game. There's two different courts up there. I went to the second court, played a little longer, and I had a cardiac arrest. I went down, and luckily the guys there knew what to do, where the AEDs were, and brought me back.
His life was saved that day, so I'm grateful for the AEDs, grateful it was handy, and grateful someone used it.
To learn how you can prepare to save someone's life using CPR or an AED, go to www.ndsc.org and click on First Aid. For available training in your area, visit our training registration page.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years' experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now, Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Kildare and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you at North Dakota's home for Chevy, Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at PucklandValleyCity.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, coming to you today from the Great Plains of Power and D Energy Conference. Tomorrow will be at the Water and Pollution Control Conference, and I'm taste testing water at the 80th annual event. And Todd will be at the, I can't even hardly say it without getting a little stuck in my throat. Wishing North Dakota. Heaven
91st annual sauerkraut day.
Yeah. Are you going down there, Carl?
I don't know. Now that you brought it up, I better check it out.
I have to head down there. Take it all in. Yeah. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. And by the way, 50,000 parts in each of their locations. Anything you possibly can need, they have. So just remember that. If you get a little, odds and ends done here once harvest wraps up and need to get things fixed up, get ready to roll, they have it. Every brand of sprayer too, not just the Apache sprayers that they have parts for. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. And, of course, that ET Ag Center is for all of your application parts. As I say, any make, any model, they have it. And don't forget, the Apache sprayer is the best. New and used, provide you the power to climb your toughest grades, get you through your most unfavorable ground conditions, fuel efficient, reliable, leading operator comfort. Got that leading five-year driveline warranty. It's the best. Cross Bonanza Mandan. And they're also, of course, in Fargo, exit 60, south of Fargo and Frontier. High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. Senator Heidi Heitkamp is AWOL at this point. She told us she was going to call on her way to the airport. We haven't heard from her yet. And if she does call, make sure you let me know right away, Manny. Congressman Kramer is here. I just hoodwinked him here when I found out she was not on the phone yet, so we need to finish. I want to ask you about something I'm very concerned about and working on a little bit in the way of a future program in the next couple of days here. There are children in this camp, okay? And I've seen enough pictures to know it's a place where children really don't belong. I've seen enough arrest reports to know it's where children shouldn't belong. I mean, meth factories now are being, right. Ultimately created out of the camp and hit and runs from alcohol and sexual predators, according to Deshaun Cunningham, one of the supporters of the entity until he found out what was going on there. I mean, what are your thoughts about how children are being dealt with at the camp?
Well, Scott, it's obviously very problematic, and it's yet one more byproduct of what begins as an unlawful camp. But this is what I mean by, if you don't deal with the first broken law, you're without any moral authority to deal with any other broken laws. So by the fact that the federal government not just allows, but basically seems to be advocating, at least facilitating, an unlawful camp. So then, if the next thing that happens at the camp is unlawful, on what moral authority would they deal with it? So that brings us to children, the ultimate most innocent people, most innocent victims in this whole process. And it's almost like it's so overwhelming as you can't deal with them all. But this is obviously something probably for the Department of Education to deal with.
Now, and by the way, I understand there's been weeks and weeks and weeks of effort on that front, and of course they're not getting a word. I'm digging into this, and I heard about a letter that the tribe received. I'm trying to find out if that's accurate, get a copy. They have been doing it. I'm just talking about child welfare. Are we doing welfare checks? Now, as soon as we do, of course, I guess we get, if you do it at Standing Rock, you're going to get sovereignty, right? You can't do this, and there are rules to that. But this is an encampment that's federal land, right? So they should be able to go there.
Well, there is that. And secondly, let's not forget, sovereignty, even sovereignty has its limitations. Sovereignty, we think about like a state sovereign or a sovereign nation. That's in the case of a reservation or tribe, they aren't sovereign in the sense that they're independent of the state of North Dakota or independent of the federal government. In fact, North Dakota is even somewhat unique, as I recall, in its application of education laws. Most states, for example, the reservations have their own education system that is managed within the tribe. That is not the case in North Dakota. North Dakota is about the only place, if not the only place, for example, that a charter school is not allowed on a reservation because our state doesn't allow charter schools. I think we're the only state that doesn't allow charter schools. That's something that ought to be corrected. But it's even more clumsy in North Dakota than it is in a lot of places.
That whole process needs major reform, doesn't it?
It needs major reform, but as soon as you talk about it, you're considered to be, a bigot. And so,
oh, come on. You're trying to help people.
Right. No, I mean, I agree.
I would reject that in 10 seconds. Don't let them play that game at all. No way, no how. Gene Bismarck, question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead. Gene, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Hey. See, when I was a boy, my grandpa told me that the first graveyard in Bismarck was located where the governor's mansion currently is. Now, are my ancestors' bones being disturbed by the new construction? Should not the people of Bismarck start a protest to stop the new construction? Just wondering how long that would last.
So. That's your point today. If this group was down there, pro-fossil fuel group.
Yeah. You know. No, they'd be thrown off that land.
Different standard.
Yeah, it is. Now, in fairness, I think, frankly, there are different cultural respects and different cultural views of human remains, for example. Frankly, you can sprinkle mine over, a nice field somewhere in hopes that we get a few more, a better yield that year or something. That'd be fine by me. But not every culture treats it the same.
Appreciate the call very much, Gene. Thank you. We don't have time for any more, and I know there's others waiting, but guess what? We get Congressman Kramer for a full hour tomorrow.
Yeah,
exactly right. I mean, literally 15 seconds on the state of the Trump campaign. Can he win this?
He can win it, and he can win it. He can, because he's running against Hillary Clinton. and he's non-establishment. Let's not forget people. I think that's part something so a lot of my colleagues are not relating to.
Right. I mean, every time a Republican issues a statement saying how much they don't like him or when they did like him, but now they don't like him, that just helps him, right?
I think it does with the masses. Yeah.
Interesting. Thanks, Congressman Kramer. Appreciate it. Senator Heitkamp will try and reschedule, and we'll see you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Tobacco is still a big problem in North Dakota. And big tobacco is still after our kids. So they target them. And it's working. Every year, 300 North Dakota kids become daily addicted smokers. That's 300 too many. And that's enough. Let's end this. Go to BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Bottineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.